grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Oh, there is an event coming up in 2 years, 2023, that I have absolutely no interest in. It is my 25th high school reunion. And yes, I know some of you have celebrated reunions a lot longer than that, or maybe you haven't. Right? What I mean is, maybe you've gone to your reunions, or maybe you didn't. Right? I have no desire to go to mine. That's because I didn't have a whole lot of friends in high school. So I really don't want to go back and see all the popular kids who ignored me. Right? I hear some people say, yes, you know what I mean. Right? Plus, imagine if I were to go back. Now that I'm a pastor, does that mean I'd have to lead a prayer for everybody before we ate? That'd be kind of weird. Not the praying part, of course, that's fine. But rather trying to lead a prayer for a bunch of people who ignored me in school. Right, would they listen to me now, or would they still pretend like I wasn't there? Maybe you know the feeling. Let's say you've run into some old classmates. Either because you went to a reunion, or maybe because you graduated from Butler and you still see them around town from time to time. It can be a little awkward, right? You still remember them as they used to be, but then when you see them again, you notice that they've put on a few pounds, or they've got a few more gray hairs. They might notice the same thing about you. It can be strange seeing people from years ago, because you still remember each other the way you used to be. Or think about if you haven't seen somebody's kid for a long time. You say, wow, you've grown up. Or look at how tall you are. It's a shock when what you see and what you remember don't match up. Well, the people of Nazareth knew that feeling too. In our gospel reading today, we hear about when Jesus went back there. All right, so remember, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, and then had his home as an adult in Capernaum. So in this reading in Mark, this is the first time he went back to Nazareth as an adult. He went to the synagogue, probably the same one that Mary and Joseph took him to. And I bet when he got there, there were a whole bunch of hugs, maybe a big banner that said, "Welcome home, Jesus." Some joking around about the good old days. Maybe somebody showed him there was a cookies and punch reception waiting for him afterwards. Things were going great. People were really happy to see him. But then he started teaching. And the people were astounded at what he said. Now, the Greek word for astounded here does not mean they were filled with awe. It's more like they were flabbergasted. Right? They were shocked that Mary's boy, the one they remember, would be saying such things. His brothers and sisters were probably in attendance that day, and they'd probably just rolled their eyes at him. Right? Everybody wondered, where did he get all this stuff? This isn't what we thought he was going to say. It's kind of like the college student when they come back home, share some of the things they've learned. Right, maybe it pushes against what mom and dad taught them. So clearly there was tension in the air that day. It's safe to say that nobody went to the cookies and punch reception after that. They didn't want anything to do with Jesus. In fact, when this scene shows up in the Gospel of Luke, we hear that the people were so angry at him, they wanted to throw him off a cliff. Jesus was clearly not acting like they thought he should. And of course, it's easy for us to relate to Jesus here. He's the one who gets the weird reception when he goes back home. We understand what it's like for people from years ago to remember us as we used to be. But we've changed. Our ideas have changed. We're different. But on the other hand, sometimes we are also the people in the hometown. And I don't mean that we remember people the way they were. Instead, what I mean is sometimes we don't listen to Jesus either. All right, for example, every Sunday morning we come here and Jesus is present in our midst. But how many times have you been here, saw what the readings were in the bulletin and thought, oh, I've heard that story before. And then you kind of tune it out. Or how many times do you listen to the readings, but what you really hear is Charlie Brown's teacher? Right? It happens to all of us. Eventually, we get to the point where we think we already know the Bible. So when we encounter it again, we might ignore it. Or we might think the Bible is just too complicated and confusing, so we don't bother with it in the first place. We have more important things on our mind. Like maybe wondering, why isn't Pastor talking about 4th of July in his sermon today? We refuse to listen to the new things Scripture might be saying to us. Like how the people of Nazareth refused to listen to Jesus. And even though Jesus did lay his hands on a few people and cure them, he was still amazed at their unbelief. Would he think the same thing about us? Would he think the same thing about most American churches? Do we listen to him? So where does that leave us? Where's the good news here? Well, notice the next scene. Jesus sends his disciples out to share the good news. In other words, Jesus did not give up on his ministry, even if the people in his hometown rejected him. He could have left that day completely discouraged. He could have given up sharing God's love with others, thinking, well, if the people in Nazareth don't even listen to me, then nobody will. But instead, he sent the disciples out to share the good news. Yes, he was sad at how the people of Nazareth responded, but he kept going by empowering the disciples. Basically, even though he was rejected, Jesus still built the church. It's a little ironic, though. Right? Here we are, broken, sinful people who sometimes don't listen to him, and yet he still calls us to share his love. Why would he do that? Because he has faith in us. He has faith in you. Do you hear that? Jesus has faith in you. Even if our faith in him wavers, even if there are times we don't listen to him, even if we tune him out from time to time, he never tunes us out. Instead, he knows that we can still spread his good news to others. He knows that you can still spread his good news. And that's amazing. Right? No matter how broken we are, Jesus still gathers us, feeds us, sends us out, and encourages us. Which means we can either hold on to the way we think things should go, or we can follow Jesus into a whole new adventure, knowing that he is in charge. Also, notice what he says about getting ready for this adventure. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. Jesus told them to travel light. He told them not to take the things you would normally take. In other words, don't do the things that you're used to. It will be different and new now. Well, we know all about different and new now, don't we? Living in this sort of post-pandemic world is definitely different and new. We're still trying to get our bearings on what life is like now, especially life together as the church. But we don't need to be afraid of the unknown, because Jesus is still with us. And he still gives us power to change the world. Notice something else he tells his disciples here. They were to live as guests, not as hosts. The people in Nazareth lived as hosts, expecting Jesus to follow their rules and do things the way they thought they should be. Living as disciples means that we live as guests, meeting others where they are. It means being a little uncomfortable and awkward. It means realizing that we don't call the shots. It means sacrificing yourself for the good of the neighbor. And in our culture where individual happiness is the main thing, this message of self-sacrifice and Jesus' love on the cross is extremely countercultural. Basically, Jesus is Lord and we are not. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us how the people in these towns responded to the disciples. All we're told is that they did the same things Jesus did. Proclaimed repentance, cast out demons, and healed sick people. Which means what the disciples did made a difference. And yes, I imagine there were some people who didn't listen to them. Just like how the people in Nazareth didn't listen to Jesus. That just comes with the territory of being disciples. It happened to Jesus, and it will happen to us too. But what those disciples did, it still mattered. Because, look, here we are. Or to those of you who are participating with us online, you could have watched any number of videos right now, but you're watching this one. That means even when we have questions, even when we doubt, even when we're not super faithful, we still know deep down that Jesus is worth following. Even if we tune out the reading sometimes, we are still here as the church. We know that there is nothing and no one else we would rather give ourselves to than the one who first gave himself for us. There is nothing more important than Jesus. Not our plans or politics or personal preferences. We give ourselves to Jesus. And we know that following him does make a difference in the world. So some of us, like me, might never go back to our class reunions because the people there will only remember us as we were. Or some of us might enjoy seeing old classmates again. But in either case, we are still the church. That's because Jesus knows us as we were, and he also knows us as the new people we are in him. as new people, as disciples, we follow him into a bold and exciting future, trusting that he will never lead us astray. That is something I definitely have interest in. And I hope you do too. So in the name of the one who is faithful to us and sends us out, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.